Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
On the other side, I said there's somebody else that's going to get got before Nick Haley, because I'm with you, Chris. I think you give him a second year at the very least.
Yeah.
And I do think that in some ways they have gotten better as far as offensive play calling as the season's gone along. I think the offensive line has gotten better as well. First guy to go, say the Texans have a very disappointing performance in the playoffs, is Nick Caserio. It's Caserio first.
Think so.
Yeah, it's Caserio first. Mm. If they do a bad job offensively, specifically in the playoffs, I think that the Texans ownership, if they're going to get rid of anybody, it would be Caserio first.
Huh.
And then they maybe look for somebody that D'Amico Ryans wants, because Caserio's hands are all over the offense,
yeah,
for better or, yeah, for worse, with the offensive line evaluations. And sure, Caserio does have some hits. I think some people are perhaps a little bit too cut and dry, not nuanced when it comes to their dislike of Nick Caserio and everything else Patriots related, because they're just thinking about Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby, and they've got some of the after effects of that. You know, the stench in the room, it still hasn't cleared all the way out. Yeah. The Febreze ain't working.
How do you think fans would feel about that, though?
Moving on from Nick Caserio?
Yeah.
I don't think they would be sad.
You don't think so?
No. I feel like fans generally want somebody to get got when things do not go according to plan.
That's true.
And last year, I mean, who really got got? They moved. Chris Strausser basically was out. Bobby Slowick
yeah,
got canned.
I mean, Slowick got the brunt of the blame.
Right.
Last season.
But look where we are now. And I mean, it's not like things got better without
Bobby Slowick.
In terms
of the offense, yeah.
So who would be next? The person who chose Nick Haley went to the same school as Nick Haley. That's Nick Caserio. John Carroll guys, you know? So
I think if Kaylee's back for another year, which I think he will be, I think Caserio will still be there. And then if things don't change again offensively, because we expected the defense to be good coming in. Maybe not this good, but definitely top five. I thought they should be top five coming into the season. But if the offense can't get much better next year than they've been this year, then yeah, there probably need to be some changes offensively.
I wonder what they will do. That is, I think, the way it happens. If they lose in the first round of the playoffs.
That's big, though, man. Caserio, that's a big move there.
Yeah, but look, they're not afraid.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that's a big move.
This is an organization, and they deserve credit for this. I know a lot of people get mad about this. Oh, my gosh, they're firing guys year in, year out. There's no stability. No, this is proof they got money. If you're firing a coach after 1 year, sure, maybe the guy didn't get enough of a chance. If you're talking about David Culley or Lovie Smith, both of whom were boring hires from the get-go and didn't really seem like there was a lot of upside with either of them, especially with Culley. I truly do not understand the Culley hire. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They moved on from those guys quickly because they have money. Other organizations would stick with them for a little bit of time because they want to make sure that every single dollar that they gave to these coaches, that every single dollar is earned. Exactly. You know, the Titans would not do that that way. The Bengals would not do it that way.
The Bengals, they're notoriously cheap.
Right. The pores of the NFL don't do what the Texans do. They deserve credit for that at the very least, even if you are frustrated about the fact they've never made it to an AFC championship game. What's popping? Tonight's Powerball drawing, $1.7 billion. Chris Partey, do you find yourself buying Powerball tickets when they get to a certain number, or Mega Millions tickets?
I wish I could tell you that I do, but I don't.
You wish that you say you could, you that
I
you do.
I wish I could say that I do, but I do not.
I think it's smart that you don't.
That
do
I
it.
Don't?
Yeah.
Because I'm not
going to
win.
No one's
going to
win. I'm the idiot who's going to, on his way home, man, get that.
Yeah,
I'm going to get a lottery ticket, and I'm going to, baby, if you're listening right now, the girlfriend, this will be one of the stocking stuffers. We will have a Powerball ticket that I will wrap up in our stocking.
But here's the thing.
Just one, though?
Just maybe we'll do two.
Here's the thing. If in a couple weeks we never see Paul again, we know why.
Yeah, man, you probably shouldn't have said anything.
We know why. Paul went off and bought an island somewhere for him and his girlfriend.
Well, I have no issue with people knowing, but
no, I'm just saying,
because I will not hear from you, because I will go off the grid.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If we don't see Paul again ever in life within the next week or so, we know what happened.
I'll change my name.
He won the Powerball.
I'm gonna change my name to something.
To something.
Yeah. What would be your other name?
My middle name is Maurice. I've always wanted to go by Maurice, so I'm just going to
say, why don't you?
Maurice.
Just go out, just do it.
I used to not like Maurice. It's too late in the game. I'm established as Paul Gallant.
You're established. I get it.
If I start going Maurice Gallant,
what are you
trying to prove here?
Paul Maurice Gallant, that has a good ring to it. Mm-hmm. Like the whole name?
Oui, c'est français.
That has a good name, a ring to it. I like that.
C'est français. Je suis un peu français. Je n'ai pas... je ne tout dis pas le français depuis j'ai 19 ans.
Yeah, what he said.
You got that, Chris?
Those were actual French words.
What he said. They sounded like it. I don't know what he said, but what he said.
Oui. J'aime beaucoup le Texans de Houston. Uh-huh. What's popping continues. $1.7 billion Powerball tonight. Guess how many viewers the Jake Paul fight with Anthony Joshua had on Netflix? This depresses me, Chris.
Oh, 100 million or something like that?
33 million.
Okay. I was exaggerating.
Get a life. Get a life. Oh, I want to see a Paul brother get knocked out. You're doing exactly what he wants you to do.
Did you see his face afterward?
Yeah, he broke his jaw. Did an interview with his brother on the Logan Paul. And he was talking.
Logan.
And I guess the jaw was post-surgery?
Yeah.
Actually, he was able to speak. Good for him.
I mean, his face was like huge. Oh, yeah. It was huge.
It looked ugly.
Oh, my God. Hey. Yeah, he got a nice play. Did anyone expect him to win this fight, though? Did you actually expect him to win this fight or even come close to winning it?
I thankfully did not know of its existence until
I
saw that Johnny Manziel missed his appearance for College Game Day on Saturday and that he'd been at that fight
on
Friday, right?
Of course.
Yeah. That was when I was aware of it. I actually did a very good job of staying unaware of this.
I knew about it. I didn't watch it, but I knew about it.
Abomination, no? It's an abomination.
I knew about it. I figured if it wasn't fixed, I figured he'd get knocked out, you know. Joshua let him hang around for a while, and then he, you know, knocked him out like he should.
Yeah.
This is a world-class, whatever you think about him against real boxers, that's fine. He's a world-class heavyweight fighter. There's no way he was losing that fight. No way. And he's not a grandfather.
Yeah, that's
he's
true
not
too.
A grandfather,
it's not,
okay?
It's not Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
It would be funny if the fight was supposed to be scripted and he just went off script.
That would be hilarious, but I think we would have heard about that already.
Yeah,
probably. I feel like we would have heard about that. Maybe that would have been an excuse.
Jake Paul would probably posted a crying video on YouTube about it.
Here's a question. Does he fight any more legit boxers that are actually of a decent age?
No.
After this?
I think the novelty is gone. Now that he's lost, does anyone care?
I've never really.
But
cared.
You know what? He has a fan base, though. He has a huge fan base.
Of course
they're going to watch whatever he does. Trust me. Ugh. Now, it may not be 33 million. It might be 20 million.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But Netflix will take that.
No, they will.
They'll take it.
It's bottom barrel content. Yeah. Netflix.
Doesn't matter.
Including a terrible slate of football games tomorrow.
Paul, you sound like an Ebenezer Scrooge out here.
Whatever.
But hey,
just a jaded 36-year-old man.
If you can't watch Netflix, you can listen right here on Sports Radio 610. Because those games,
they'll probably sound better than it looks.
All three will be on our station.
There you go, Chris.
Sound horrible saying
what
it.
What a company man.
But, you know.
What a company man.
Got to throw that out there.
They're still going to make you take the training to get text line access.
Oh, my God. Come on, Paul. Don't do me like that.
We both apparently.
Oh, my God. Hey, they're doing us real dirty, though. Chris, Colin, they're doing us real dirty. We're trying to get text line access.
And we got to take a training module. The lady just sent us an email. Like, yeah. You have to complete your training. Like, hey, the training's a 20-minute video.
Hey,
and by the way, last week I spent 6 hours watching training videos. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know that I shouldn't sexually harass people. I shouldn't need to watch a 6-hour effing video and watch the whole way through to determine that.
Oh, my God.
And they give you, like, these tests at the end of it. And you don't have to watch the video to actually pass these
tests.
Whatever.
Just go do the test.
Yeah, this is our onboarding process. This is the life of a part-timer. What's poppin' continues. So, Travis Kelce got the most Pro Bowl votes in the NFL for a second year in a row. Talk about a powerful fan base, the Swifties.
People, hey, I'm telling you.
They could have stormed the Capitol and successfully. Just saying. They've got that kind of energy, that kind of passion. Travis Kelce gets the most Pro Bowl votes in the NFL, so he is one of the two AFC tight ends. The other one, Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers has opted out, which means that Tyler Warren, Colts rookie tight end, who is the AFC Pro Bowl alternate, should be a Pro Bowl tight end. Now the question is, when does Travis Kelce opt out? And if he opts out, does Dalton Schultz, Texans tight end, who some would argue John Lopez definitely did, was snubbed in a Pro Bowl nominee given all the receptions he had last season, leads the AFC in tight end receptions,
yeah.
Would he get the nod for the Pro Bowl?
He should. Will he? I'm going to say yes. I'll say yes. The Texans are one of the better teams in the AFC, and he's leading the AFC in receptions. He has more than Kelce, who was the number one guy. I've never been a fan of the fan vote for all-star games and for Pro Bowl.
Anything.
I've never been a fan of it. Never.
There was a time.
Not once.
A couple of weeks ago, Chris, where my girlfriend sent me a text, and she said, hey, can you text this number and text the word Alex 10 times to this number? And I was like, why? And she said, just
you
do
had
it.
To ask why,
just
though.
Just do it. Just do it. And then eventually, a couple days later, I figured out why I did it. Yeah, of course. I love her. I'll do what she wants. But I was like, what am I voting for?
Paul, you're a good man.
I voted for Alex Earl to win on Dancing with the Stars, and those 10 votes did not help. And now I feel like a traitor seeing as
wait,
I
wait, you
work
said they
the,
did not help?
She didn't win. She came in second. And I feel like a traitor, given that I work at the flagship station for the Houston Texans, and that she and Braxton Berrios, Texans wide receiver, broke up. So I feel like I did Braxton Berrios dirty, and I didn't know what I was doing.
You did,
but this is going.
You did him dirty.
Going back to what you were talking about, it is lame that you can just vote for something.
I
10
don't
times
like it,
and you don't even know necessarily what you're voting for.
I can't stand it. Never been a fan.
It's a Travis Sham mockery.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Is a Pro Bowler, for sure.
Mm.
Alas, earwax.
Go ahead, Swifties.
I just think that they, if they're doing all this Pro Bowl voting with the fans, they need to at least have another kind of X factor into the voting. Usually,
well, I mean, it's fans.
It's literally just a popularity contest.
Well, yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, it's not actually highlighting how good, you know, the players are. Like, there's some great players that didn't get enough Pro Bowl, like, as many Pro Bowl nominations.
Maybe they should have, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just at the end of the day, a popularity contest. That's why I stick with all pros.
I mean, all pros, even if you're second team all pro, that's like the ultimate acknowledgement.
But the way, the interesting thing about the all pro vote is that you can get one vote as a second team all pro and be a second team all pro. There's a weird way that the all pro voting is done where it's not necessarily a reflection of everyone covering it. Anyway, he is Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. We're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. You've also got Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig. That is what's popping. Coming up next, is the Rocket season over? What's going on? Plus, do you like that the NFL has found its way onto Christmas, competing with the National Basketball Association? Are there too many sports on Christmas Day? All of that's on the table. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Stay there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.